Welcome to the Venus Index podcast. I'm John Barbin. With me is Leanne Archer, and she placed eighth in our last contest. Go over to Venus Index and check out her pictures. So welcome to the podcast, Leanne. And your pictures look great. And let's start kind of where we always do with what you did before you got to Venus, like with training and diet, if you did anything at all, and kind of when you got on board.
Yeah, I had been. Well, I've worked out for years, but I have, I guess, been serious about weight training for the past year and a half. Mm-hmm. And was using a trainer on and off during that time. And I was working out like 6 days a week.
Interesting. And, what did your trainer have you doing? Not specifics, but
your basic
general
split.
Okay, right.
Just your basic splits and cardio, lots of cardio, and I had gotten burnt out on the cardio.
Okay, like how much? So, what'd you tell your trainer that led them to this type of program, or did you just say, "I just want to get in shape"? Like, what'd you say to them?
What I told them is that I wanted toning and definition, I guess, mm-hmm. And that's probably too wide of a range to give somebody. I don't know, but he's really good. He trains figure people and they look great, but for some reason I just was not getting there. Mm. So
you stick it out with them for how long?
On and off for a year and a half.
Okay.
And then I was like, you know, something needs to change.
Mm. And
the results were not there.
And
then that's when I found Venus. I was looking, and I had went on. Oh, I had subscribed to someone's web page or their, I guess, their blog or whatever, mm-hmm. and they the advertisement for Venus came out.
Okay.
Actually, it was for Adonis.
Oh, I see.
And then I found my way to Venus through that.
Okay. And then you basically figure we're worth a try?
Yeah. I mean, why not?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But what I was doing wasn't working, and the pictures, the transformation pictures were great, and the pictures were what I was wanting, the look that I was wanting.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So then you jump in. When's this then? At what point?
April, mid-April. I actually started the, eat, stop, eat a couple of weeks before I started the program.
Mm-hmm.
But mid-April.
And what did you think of eat, stop, eat? How did you find eat, stop, eat? Or was that through us?
Yeah, just through the Venus.
Okay. And how did you find that? Is that the first time you ever been introduced to the idea of fasting?
Yes, definitely.
And what did you think of that?
Yeah. Well, I read about it and I was like, well, you know, I'm good at not eating. I can do that. So I thought, well, you know, this I don't think this would be too hard.
Mm-hmm.
So it worked out well for me to help me get started, because I had actually stalled at where I was at, and actually I had actually gained 10 pounds. So I was looking to get that off.
Mm-hmm. You mean since?
Or at least to lean down.
Sure. So 10 pounds since what, you left your trainer?
No, actually over Christmas I gained some over Christmas, but it was like it just kept adding on and I couldn't do anything about it.
Just gradual over time, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I was doing the, you know, the 5 or 6 meals a day.
Yeah.
Type thing, and I was eating when I wasn't hungry. But the weight just kept adding on.
So do you feel like did you feel like you were aware that you were eating when you weren't hungry, but you're just following rules, or did it just become a habit?
I was just following the rules.
Right. And what did you think of it? Did you ever think like this maybe shouldn't,
wrong? I was like, okay, now why am I eating when I'm not hungry? And I was always bloated. I never had a flat stomach, no matter what the scale said. I never had a flat stomach because I was always bloated.
Mm-hmm.
And And I had become obsessive with the eating thing. Always watching the clock to see when my next feeding was and if it was
Did
close,
you just call it a feeding? Yeah, that's when food has gotten a little out of hand, when you call it feedings. Yeah. So was that affecting your your life with
Oh yeah,
your
I was
family?
so stressed.
Yeah.
Yes, I was so stressed and just and I didn't enjoy eating. And now I enjoy it. It's just completely changed.
So
Completely changed.
were you getting to a point where you did now did you at any point actually believe it had to be miserable to be in shape?
I thought
Just
you had to suffer to get to what you wanted.
and were you willing to make that trade-off?
Yeah.
You were. Well, I guess everybody is at some point, eh?
Yeah. I was up until right before I found Venus. I was getting to the point of this is ridiculous. This is not. This cannot be the way that you should live your life.
Yeah, I mean, obviously there's effort, but it can't be like that. It can't be in spite of everything.
Right.
Yeah. All right, so then you're part of the Venus, you get on board with Venus, and then you just go straight to the contest, or what even gets you to the point of entering a contest?
No, I went through phase one, and I got, I think through 9 weeks, I guess, of phase one, and I think that's when, the contest started. And so I was on the community and I was trying to figure out if I felt like I needed to move on just because of the amount and the volume of the exercising that I had done, working out that I had done before. That I was needing to move on, and I talked to some people, and they suggested that I move on to phase two.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So,
Yeah. So you're a little bit more advanced. Yeah.
yeah, so I stopped phase one and moved on to phase two. So basically, I done phase two through the contest.
Right. And did that feel more like the amount of work you were used to or wanted to do?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Did phase two feel more appropriate for your level of conditioning?
Yes.
Okay,
I
good.
felt like I was challenged more and pushed more.
Okay, good. Good.
Yeah.
All right, and so then you enter the contest, you're using phase two, and that's just, you're just doing it as written. You're not messing around with
No, I just did it as written. Except for, I mean, I started out increasing it 4 days a week, and then I moved on to 5 days a week
Okay, so you
with
just
it.
accelerated it. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
And then, as far as dieting goes, what was your pattern there?
I followed the anything goes basically. I made sure I got my protein in. And at first I was eating probably about 800 calories a day.
Had you
Every day.
ever counted calories at this point, or were is this the first time you
Yeah.
were aware?
I had at some point. It had been a while since I had counted calories. And I really didn't know what, how many I needed or anything like that. So, and I had, again, I talked to some people on the community and, they suggested that I bump my calories up to at least 1,100 calories a day. And so that's about where I stay. I stay at about 1,100 calories a day.
And that worked
And
pretty well throughout the content. Yeah. Did you give
And
yourself wiggle room on the weekends or anything, or?
yeah, if I wanted something, I went ahead. I went ahead with it. I really didn't. As far as the contest was, I really didn't change my eating very much at all, except for maybe like the last week. I watched it a little closer. Maybe not so many chips and salsa. The week before, but
But
No, that was about it.
relatively low stress then compared to how you used to do it.
Oh, yes, most definitely. And I tried the water load, and that did not work for me.
Oh no, eh? Yeah, it's hit and miss if it's for you, as it were. Or like, there might be a different style. Like, how much water did you take in?
I was only trying like 1.5 gallons a day. But I had always tried to drink like 1 gallon a day anyway. So it wasn't that much of an increase. But it did not agree with my body. I got headaches and
Then
feeling myself.
yeah, and that's the thing. Without someone monitoring you like directly, it's like it should work for most people, but for some people, if it's not going to work, it's you'll know right away. And like you said, if you drink a lot of water to begin with, you're already accustomed to more water. And then for a water load to work for someone who already drinks a lot of water, you need to drink like even more, to the point where it's just like, oh my goodness, this is just too much. So it's kind of like, for you already drinking a lot of water, the answer might just be cut water. It's almost like you're already water loaded, as it were. You know what I mean? So adding even more for someone who already drinks a lot is sort of, like you said, it's just gonna feel lousy. So
God.
yeah. Yeah, no kidding, eh?
It was not a good feeling. No.
So yeah, for everyone listening, if you already consume like a kind of extra water, maybe a load isn't as useful as just cutting from there, and because you're already kind of loaded. But
So how
anyways,
soon would you cut?
but go ahead.
How soon would you cut the water?
House.
Or how would you?
You just no, you just stop drinking water. Just stop drinking excess water. So stop going out of your way to drink any water in any liquid, so like water itself or any drinks. And then the other thing you could do, so let's say in your case, like if I was coaching you and you said, well, I already drink 1 gallon and change of water a day. I'm like, well, okay, that's a lot. We're not going to load on top of that. What we would do is just, 12 hours before you want to take a picture, or 16 hours before, something like that, less than a day before, you kind of make a conscious effort to, all right, from this moment to the moment of the photo shoot, no more water. And be aware that's usually an evening before a photo shoot that happens the next morning or earlier the next day. So just to frame it in your mind. So let's say your photo shoot's on a Saturday. You stop drinking water on the Friday, like at noon or something. Or maybe a little bit later, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And then you also stop consuming high water foods. So like fruits and stuff that's like, that has a lot of moisture content to it. So you'd be down to just eating kind of drier protein type foods. And nothing that's really high water content food. And then over those next 12 to 15 hours, you'll expel quite a bit of water. Like, you'll tighten up in that time. Just because you're not putting any water back in. Because you gotta remember, there's a lot of water in food, right? Think of how, like, for an example, think of how kind of watery a steak is, but how dry a piece of beef jerky is. Or how watery a piece of fruit is, or how moist sort of fresh bread is versus like a crouton, right? Certain foods have water content and certain foods are literally dehydrated with no water. So you'd be down to eating the dry foods, like the foods that have almost no moisture in them. And so that way you're not drinking it and you're also not eating it. Like, you're not eating water or drinking it. And now you're down to, you're taking in nutrients with almost no water. And then your body will just start, exp will expel water. And so that,
I didn't think of that.
Yeah, that's the sim like for you, that if you're still on that eating, on that water drinking pattern, that's just what you do. You could just do that little experiment one day. Just like, okay, I'm gonna stop drinking water. I'm gonna only dr like kind of dry foods, as it were, and see what happens in over the course of an afternoon, through the night to the next morning, and you probably tighten up. But yeah,
So
without the load.
you get more definition when is that?
Yeah, well, the whole point of I guess we're doing the Q&A part where you're asking me questions. The whole point of the water deplete is to remove excess water from your body in general, but some of that water is stored under the skin between the cells. So as that a little bit of that water goes away, your skin looks like it tightens up around your muscles. So you end up with like a sharper look for that amount of time. So that's the whole point of it. But yeah. Okay, so well, we just heard that the water load didn't work for you, but you just bought more or less ate whatever you wanted. And did you would you think of your final results, or at least your results so far?
Oh, I'm extremely pleased and excited and just like, oh yes, finally I'm getting there. Because my legs have all, and this probably holds true for lots of women, my legs have always been the lagging part. I've always been able to, as far as getting definition, and getting lean, I guess, and my upper body hasn't been a challenge for me. But my legs have definitely been a challenge. And
Okay,
yeah, and I don't
just keep
know
going.
if it's okay if it's just from the frequency of the leg exercises or hitting of the, hitting the legs so often that really helped me. I don't know, or if it's just the particular exercises, but it was, but it has definitely made a difference in my leg definition and
Yeah,
shape.
and that's part of it. That's a really, I'm glad you said it that way. just because one workout and one workout pattern produce a particular kind of result for your body doesn't mean that's the only result you could ever possibly have. Like a new workout pattern may do something different, right? So,
Okay.
just like you said, well, I'm just for people listening is if another system or another way of training has only got you so far and you're thinking to yourself, well, this is it, this is all my body is capable of, not necessarily. A new pattern and a new, just an adjustment to eating, an adjustment, because you're still lifting with our program, you're still basically just lifting weights, right? But you're lifting in a different pattern and it's changed, it's obviously had a different effect. So for people listening, it's switching up the routine does make a difference. So
Yes.
well, and I'm glad. So that obviously that's a new thing for you. So well, okay, so moving forward, I guess we've already discussed this. Your goal is to just continue building then, because I think you're lean enough. I don't think you need to worry about leanness at this point.
Okay.
And then what's your advice to other women who are, who are in your position who felt like they stalled, like as you said you did?
Yeah, use the community, definitely. I mean, the community has definitely helped me. I don't know that I would have gotten as far as I did if it hadn't been for the community. Because the ladies, there's just so much knowledge, and there's so many different ones. I mean, you just get little bits from each one that you can apply, and it's just awesome that you have that support and you have that knowledge that you can tap into, and definitely just take it one day at a time. Like, I mean, there's days that I get up and I don't want to go work out because I'm tired or whatever, but just go do it. And when you're done, you're glad you've done it.
All right. Well, that's a good place to leave it. Do you want to leave it there, or do you have something else?
No, that's great. Sounds like a good spot for me.
Okay. All right. Well, congratulations on the placing, and thanks for being on the podcast. So, for Leanne Archer, I'm John Barbin, and that's your Venus Index Podcast.